106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Whoopee-tie-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Yep, he's back in the saddle and on the Airedale. Welcome to Uncle Marty's 3D Radioactivity with 50,000 watts of imaginary power, spanning the four corners of the Earth. I thought that the world was round, so if you want to drop me a line from one of those corners, send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tonight, our little corner is 20 miles south and 2 miles west of the Golden Gate Bridge in Fogville, just outside of San Francisco, USA. Now, to fully experience the program, we hope that you have the red speaker to your right and the blue speaker on the left. It's time to lock your seat back, slat your tray tables, and listen as we take off on another 3D adventure in sound with Radio Marty and his lucky dog, Sean. Jimmy Reed at Carnegie Hall is a double LP album by Jimmy, released in 1961. Though the title suggests that the record was recorded live, it consists of a studio recreation of a Hall performance on one disc and a second that is identical to an LP released separately as the best of Jimmy Reed. His recording of Bright Lights, Big City was voted one of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs to shape the genre, and it peaked at number 3 on the R&B singles charts in 1961. Lonnie Brooks and Willie Dixon were guest artists on this song. I'm Uncle Marty. This is the 3D Radioactivity, and we're going city to city this time. In most places, a town, village, community, or neighborhood is simply unincorporated with no governmental powers. In lots of others, an incorporated city is a legally defined government entity with powers delegated, created, and approved by the voters of the city. it can provide local government services to its citizens. We're going to get our own processes moving, with a groove thing going from coast to coast, featuring a few stops along the way. Some are east, some are west, some from the middle, and they're all the best.
Oh yeah.
Come on, city. Just a boy from New York City.
He's kind of tall. He's really fine. Someday I hope to make him mine, oh mine. And he's neat and oh so sweet. And just the way he looked at me, it swept off my.
Lightning got a good thing. He just gonna use me, cause Lightning isn't the name. But I said, you gonna sit down and explain yourself to me, so when we go traveling, we'll know where we're gonna be. He said, I'll be with that meat rain. Lightning, you come on behind. That's the way the rest of the men been doing. They do that all the time. He's laughing if you ever get unlucky, come to New York City. I'll tell you what I would do. He said, I'll get a house and I'll go to share with you. I said, just tell me what you're going to Dubai to wife, he said, I'm going for get her for a few minutes, cause I know I can have you twice, cause I know you're gonna make me some money. And I said, no, that ain't fair. I said, but if I ever come to New York City, I'm gonna ride a train. God knows I ain't gonna come by air.
town. New York, just like I pictured it. Skyscrapers and everything.
Hey, brother. Hey, come here, Slick. Huh? Hey, you look hip, man. Hey, you want to make yourself $5, man?
Yeah, brother.
Hey, look here. Run this cross the street for me right quick, okay? Run this cross the street for me.
Hey. What? Huh? I don't know. What? I'm just going across the street.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, no. What'd I do?
Turn around. Put your hands behind your back. Let's go.
The jury of your peers having found you guilty. 10 years.
What?
Come on! Get in that cell, nigga.
God. No.
His hair is long. His feet are hard and pretty. Just enough for the ship's fair.
Clayton said, Dr. Clayton said, Dr. Clayton said, Carla must be heaven, 'cause they sure got some angels there. Walking the streets are flying high, spreading their wings everywhere. Forty-second Street, Times Square after dark, it's just a hustler's paradise. You can buy anything or anyone, just as long as you got the price. Greenwich Village swings, Greenwich Village swings, Greenwich Village swings. They got funky clubs and outdoor cafes. They got 7-day weekends and 30-hour days. Little old Italy, ancient Chinatown, and Wall Street runs this world. Millionaires rubbing shoulders with people who got nothing left to lose. Yeah, when you put it all together, you got the New York City blues.
New York City Blues from 1995. It's on Afterglow by Malcolm John Mac Rebinac, better known by the stage name Dr. John or the Night Tripper. He's an American singer-songwriter, pianist, and guitarist whose music combines blues, pop, jazz, as well as Zydeco, boogie-woogie, and rock and roll. Active as a session musician since the late 50s, he gained a cult following a decade later. He's recorded over 20 albums. One classic blues tune deserves another, so we found something of a rarity via the strongest studio recording by Brian Auger's Oblivion Express, 1973's Closer to It. The album soars on the strength of Brian's multiple keyboard attack. He takes the lead vocal slot for the first time, and though he relies on multitracking to fill out his sound, his vocals fit the music better than former and later to return vocalist Alex Leiterwood did. Side 2 features covers of Brother Ray Charles' jazz classic Compared to What and Marvin Gaye's Inner City Blues, both of which add new depth to the original compositions. A musical giant gave us another introspective and gritty urban number, even though this performer used to be called Little. Living for the City is the 1973 hit single by Stevie Wonder from his Interventions album. It reached number 8 on the Billboard Pop Singles chart and number 1 on the R&B sides. It was one of the first soul songs to deal explicitly with systemic racism and to use everyday street sounds like traffic noises and sirens which were combined with the music recorded in the studio. This one tells the story of a young African-American man, a southern migrant, arriving in New York City. He's tricked into carrying drugs, gets arrested, convicted, and is sentenced to 10 years in prison. That man from New York City was none other than Sam John Hopkins, better known as Lightnin' Hopkins, the American country blues singer, songwriter, and occasional pianist from Houston, Texas. Rolling Stone magazine included him at number 71 on their list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time. We showed that men aren't the only ones in town as we began with The Boy from New York City, the original, recorded by the American female soul group The Ad Libs, released as their very first single in 1965. The song peaked at number 8 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. They continued to record many others. However, the first one was Lightning in a Bottle, and they would never repeat that chart success. Well, we certainly spent some time out east, so we better skedaddle along if we want to reach the left coast before the end of the show, Graham. Next stop, the Midwest. This is the voice of Mercyhurst University, 1530 AM and 88.5 FM, WMCE, Erie, Pennsylvania, and the choice on ZCOMRadio.com, 105.5, WZCM, Schaumburg, and Chicago. I'm Uncle Marty as we visit the cities of the award-winning 3D radio activity.
You know, I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. Kansas City. Yes, in Kansas City, here I come. You know, they got some funky smelling women, and I want to get me one. You'll find me standing on a corner, pay up 12th Street and Vine. Yeah, 12th Street and Vine, with a little Kansas City hippie in a bun. She rocked a Kansas City wine. You know, I might take a train and I might catch a plane. If I have to walk, run, crawl, or hitch, I swear I'll get there just the same. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. I hear they got some funky smelling women there, and your boy wants to get him one. I like to speak my mind. Kansas City men don't like me. People, cause I have to speak my mind. Yeah, but there's one or two women that are wild about it, because I know how to take my time. You know, my daddy was no jockey. Oh, but he told me how to ride. He was no jockey. Nobody told me how to ride. Said you gotta slide down slow in the middle. Rock side to side.
a train. Might catch a plane if I have to do a goddamn boogaloo. I swear I'll get there just the same. I go to Kansas City. In Kansas City, here I go. They say I got some funny smelling women. And your boy wants to get him one.
I hear you're and I'll still make the bars. Lots of the crazy little women to keep me company. You see, I work in this automobile factory in Detroit City, in the shock absorber division. Did you ever look inside one of them shock absorbers?
No.
Well, they got a little old round washer right in the top of them. And my job is to cram this little round washer into every one of them shock absorbers that comes down that long conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Heck, I only been there 6 years and I'm already the number one washer crammer in the whole shock absorber division. That's right.
I don't want to go home. I don't want to go home. Nobody wants to go home.
I may have to send Leroy home if he don't get that darn thing in tune. Come on, Leroy. Keep trying, son. Don't give up for a minute. Play like Grady Martin.
I drove a herd of cattle down from old Nebraska way. That's how I come to be in the state of Iowa. I met a gal in Iowa, her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was, she said Sioux City Sue. City Sue, Sue City Sue, your hair is red, your eyes are blue, I'd swap my horse and dog for you. Sue City Sue, my Sue City Sue, there ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sue City Sue. I asked her if she had a beau, she said yes, quite a few. But still I started courting my sweet Sioux City Sue. The first time that I stole a kiss, I caught her stealing too. I asked her, did she love me? She said, indeed I do. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue, your hair is red, your eyes are blue, I'd swap my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue, my Sioux City Sue, there ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue. I come from Nebraska to find Sioux City Sue. I'm gonna rope and tie her up, I'll use my old lasso. I'm gonna put my brand on my sweet Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue, your hair is red, your eyes are blue, I'd swap my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue, there ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue.
Sioux City Sue is a classic from Orvon Grover Autry, better known as Gene Autry, an American performer who gained fame as a singing cowboy on the radio, in movies, and on television for more than three decades, beginning in the early 30s. From 34 to 53, he appeared in 93 films and 91 episodes of his TV series. During the 30s and 40s, he personified the straight-shooting hero, honest, brave, and true, and profoundly touched the lives of millions of Americans. Gene was also the owner of a television and several radio stations in Southern California, along with the California Angels Major League Baseball team, from 61 to 97. Here, he professes how he would trade his horse and dog for this particular red-haired and blue-eyed Iowa girl. A few states over, we found Detroit City No. 2 from a record called Eskimos, Mean Old Queens, and Little Bitty Steers by Ben Colder, the alter ego which he used specifically for recording parodies of country hits. You might recall him as singer Sheb Woolley of Purple People Eater fame, as he followed with a series of lesser novelty hits. Not many people realize that he wrote the theme song for the long-running television show Hee Haw. His really big break came when he was cast as the drover Pete Nolan in the 1960 TV western Rawhide with Clint Eastwood. He also appeared in the films The Outlaw Josie Wales and Giant. As you head south to Tennessee, check out Nutbush City Limits, the semi-autobiographical funk and soul song written and originally performed by Tina Turner, in which she commemorates the edge of her rural hometown. Released in June 73, shortly before her separation from then-husband and musical partner Ike, this was the last hit single that the duo would produce together. Tina has re-recorded several different versions of this song. We began with a twist on a familiar melody. The title of David Bromberg's Wanted Dead or Alive album is actually a play on words, referring to how the record was created. Side one of the LP was recorded in the studio with various musicians, including four members of the Grateful Dead: Jerry Garcia, Phil Lesh, Keith Godshow, and Bill Kreutzmann. Side two was recorded live in 1974 and included this great version of Kansas City. Let's take the 3D radioactivity further west, where the girls outnumber the boys, and they all play nice together.
Two girls for every
shines her light on the city nights, and I got a kitchen noon. train. I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a few for singing. Yeah, yeah. Bon, c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 bon. So long, ma. So long, pa. So long, neighbors and friends. I like a country morning, all smothered in dew. I just got away to make a man feel shiny and new. And she'll sing in the evening, familiar tunes. And she feeds me love and tenderness and macaroons. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing.
Somewhere out on that horizon,
In the City is a rocker, written by Barry Dvorzon and Joe Walsh. It was first recorded by Joe and released on the soundtrack for the 1979 film The Warriors. We tuned in the version recorded by the Eagles, which was included on their album The Long Run. If you have an original vinyl record pressing, then get out a bright light and look for an in-joke trend the band started earlier. The text engraved in the run-out groove says, on side one, never let your monster lay down. And side two, from the Pollock who sailed north. We also heard a 1971 tune, Sweet City Woman, by Canadian rock band The Stampeders, which appeared on their debut Against the Grain, retitled after this track in the United States. This number features a banjo as a primary instrument, which is also mentioned in the lyrics, because a banjo and me, we got a feel for singing. The single spent 4 weeks as a number one hit in Canada and reached number eight on the U.S. listings. It also hit number one in the Canadian country music and adult contemporary charts. Jan Barry and Brian Wilson told us there's a lot of great partners to find in Surf City. As recorded by Jan and Dean, it was a number one hit record in July of 1963 for 2 weeks. This became the very first surf song to reach number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, as it also crossed over to number three on their R&B charts. The Beach Boys leader gave it to Jan and Dean Torrance, who finished writing and recording it with Brian. Although Dean contributed several phrases, he never insisted that he be given writing credit. This is one of a handful of their songs that used a group of leading studio players known as the Wrecking Crew, which included Glenn Campbell and Leon Russell. Be sure to look for the documentary movie about them if you can catch it. And check out the two shows I did about these LA musicians on Facebook, which has links to all the earlier episodes and graphics within the photo section. Or you can download them all on our archive.org page, where they're all stored for your convenience. With Halloween coming up, we're going to be getting into different body parts over the next few weeks, like backs, heads, arms, eyes, feet, and lips if we've got room. Okay, we'll find some bones for you, too. Got any suggestions? I'm always ready to play your requests from my Facebook page or via email to 3dradio@usa.com. It's time for something appropriate to close the show with, and this one's a keeper. Here's a ballad about this group's city of origin, San Francisco, although it was actually written in and intended to be about L.A. It was one of Steve Perry's first recorded after his joining the band. Initially released as a single in 78, it was a minor hit on the Billboard Hot 100 at the time. It has, however, become more popular over the years and is now one of their most liked and easily recognizable songs. It's frequently played at Giants baseball games, including versions led by Perry himself at the 2010 and 12 World Series. Since this has been a show visiting several locales, we'll close this musical journey with one from the band bearing that name. Here's When the Lights Go Down in the City. See you next time.